Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
Okay, so test it real quick.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Testing.
Testing.
Yeah.
Testing. I think we're good.
I don't know what phantom power is. It's just like 48 volts, but it's a switch right on the interface. And you click it and it activates the phantom power, and then the condenser mics are allowed to
work. I don't think you know what phantom power is, man.
I don't.
It sounds cool. You're beating around the bush. You answered that like a politician would answer like a tough question, man. You're like, I see what you're asking, but here's some irrelevant information.
It just sounds really cool, doesn't it? Phantom power.
It does.
Like it sounds like they run off of Green Goblin energy.
I thought that's what it was until you just explained it. I thought it was like some weird...
I really don't know, but I think it just uses... The condenser mics need like a little bit more juice.
Okay. But really fast, I want to get back...
Get back.
A cosmic... What did you say? A cosmic...
Cosmic Chicago.
Cosmic Chicago. That totally sounds like a really weird cocktail, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like one you get on Elon Musk's ship or space station.
Yeah.
It's on your ship on the way to Mars. You can order a Cosmic Chicago.
It does have that vibe.
But most of the gay guys order it.
I kid. Yeah, but you were saying that...
Some good bourbon. Mm.
Something about Graham Hancock and how you would want to make a Graham...
Cracker.
A Graham Hancock.
He's white. He's a Graham cracker.
No, he's a super cool guy though.
If you're not a mainstream archaeologist.
Yeah, because if you are,
he'll rip you a new one.
He will.
He'll haunt you in your dreams.
He hates you.
He'll diss you every 30 minutes, every 10 minutes on his episode.
I'm not an archaeologist, and I felt bad.
I felt bad for the mainstream
archaeologist. For the archaeologist.
Yeah.
That was on his Netflix special.
Yeah, check out Graham Hancock's, what's it called?
Something Arm... No, I don't know, man. I feel like all of his stuff is named like Armageddon or like World Ending something, you know?
Yeah, I can't... Oh, Randall Carlson is the co-star who doesn't show up until the last episode.
he's too cool for that
show. He's pretty much like Bigfoot. Like, they don't find him till the end of the series.
And then he explains how the world got... Flooded. Both F words. Yeah. Flooded and fucked, man. Like, what happened though?
A lot of water.
Why? From what?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, the ocean, obviously,
Actually, it was the ice age. And then meteors hit the earth and melted the ice rapidly. And this melting ice basically carved out whole. Giant canyons and riverbeds that we see today that don't have any water in them, but there used to be a river in it.
Wow.
Like a Grand Coulee Dam in Washington, that area, there used to be water there, even though you can't imagine how much water would be in there.
That's wild.
It's deep.
It is. And
the water.
And yeah, for the rest of the whole season, Graham Hancock is on his own, doing what he does best.
Yeah, fucking dissing critics that don't believe him or don't agree with him. He's so like, he's narrow-minded, kind of, in his own way. His research, he doesn't want to believe. He wants to believe in something more than what mainstream archaeologists have found. But and that's cool.
It is. And I will say that he's a pretty smart, he's a very intelligent guy. And I think he's pretty cool. And he's done a lot for,
What has he done?
He's done a lot for opening people's minds to like getting out of dogma, you know, and like just believing everything that someone else has taught you.
Dogma?
Just at face value. Like he's challenged a lot of popular opinions, like about when our civilization started, I think was the main thing, right?
Which is 11,600 years ago.
Yeah.
Rather than archaeologists don't agree with.
You nailed that voice.
I know. I don't know.
I love the way he says amnesia.
Yeah, he doesn't say amnesia. Indonesia. Or Indonesia. He says amnesia.
He's too fancy for that shit, man.
And that's why they all hate him, because he's Mr. Fancy Pants.
No, he, but yeah.
He's Mr. Know-It-All.
He is
he's
a cool
like
guy.
Jimmy Neutron meets Indiana Jones.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes around the whole world and he finds these sites that
don't want him there anymore. Actually, he's been banned from some historical sites because they don't want
him. That's just stupid to me. Like, that is, they shouldn't be able to ban people from...
They're trying to cancel Graham Hancock.
Yeah. And for that reason, I think...
Because he's so cocky.
Yeah. And so for that reason, like, I think he's just like an interesting sort of like free thinker, you know?
Yeah.
Not just because he got canceled, but like the fact that his ideas are so...
But I can see why critics hate him too, because he's got like this really brash personality where he really hates on people that don't agree with him.
Yeah, but...
And he should be just a little more open-minded.
He probably got that though because of all of the bullshit he's had to deal with his whole life with trying to further these theories.
With losing his wife and his kids because he was so obsessed with... the fucking Ark of the Covenant.
And nah.
Weed.
We don't know if that's true.
Weed killed him.
You know?
He smoked too much of
and
that.
Everybody's got problems, man. I got problems. We all got problems.
All I'm saying is that if Graham Hancock was a cocktail, he'd be pretty bitter.
Snap. I bet Graham Hancock felt somewhere. He felt a little burn, a little heat just creep up.
I know. He felt a little sting in his side. He probably just woke up in the UK.
He sensed a disturbance in the force.
He just had a nightmare. And it was getting roasted over a fire.
Yeah. Graham roasted.
Jesus.
So,
Graham
but...
Cracker.
But anyways... His work is pretty, it is interesting. And I think there's a lot of implications of his work that come to like our origin story as a civilization. Like if we possibly are older than history has laid it out with the popular timeline.
Right. Which is how old are we according to mainstream archaeologists?
I think they say that civilization didn't really start to like come together until I want to say 5,000 years ago, but I could be talking out my ass.
That seems like not a lot of time.
It doesn't.
Like what was going on Earth for a few billion years before that?
Dinosaurs, I think.
I think we were riding dinosaurs.
This isn't a Graham Hancock theory, by the way. We don't want to say he says that, but...
I bet he'd agree with us, though. No. That we could have been dinosaur riders.
Dinosaurs.
11,600,000 years ago.
We have amnesia about it.
Yeah, because it was so traumatic. I don't know. I think we were alive. Humans were likely alive during the dinosaurs. And
Do you say that, though?
I think that we could have been around several times on this planet.
We just keep on popping up no matter how much Mother Nature tries to squish
us.
And
then we get squashed like cockroaches, but we survive like cockroaches in the crevices of the earth.
Wow, man. That's inspiring. I'm inspired. Go cockroaches.
Imagine living in an... In the dinosaur times, though, where you're at the bottom of the food chain, you're hiding all the time. You go out at night to get water or food.
And a giant snake is waiting there.
Yeah.
Man.
And maybe you're lucky enough to tame or ride a dinosaur like Avatar.
No, man.
You can coax a giant fish.
That'd be like
get you around.
That'd be like you carrying around a cheeseburger on your head.
Like, wait, you are
how long do you think the cheeseburger would last?
You are the cheeseburger back then.
I know.
That's why you got to hide in the caves. Cheeseburgers got to stick together.
One thing's for sure is it would have been rough. It would have been rough living with the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Neanderthals. I don't think they were as stupid looking as we think.
Really?
No.
You think they looked like different?
Yeah. They didn't look as bad as Ben Stiller and Night at the Museum.
I don't know. I think he makes a pretty good caveman.
I know he does. He does have a Neanderthal look to him.
He does. Like, it fits him.
He does look like a caveman.
Like a with small hair. A small little caveman.
Yeah, and I bet he'd be about the average height of a caveman back in the day.
I think so. And I shouldn't think that's so funny because I think I'm like pretty much Ben Stiller height.
We're like the same height as me. This is Dana Shaw, by the way. And across the table is
Moyen. Moyen. Like the people.
Yeah, we're the same height as
Ben Stiller
and Tom Cruise. We got a lot of fucking drive. We do stunts.
We got to compensate with some way.
For our height. We got to compensate somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe with humor.
Exactly. Because, you know, they can't resist humor.
Because you know why we got to compensate with humor? Because nobody takes us seriously. Because we're so fucking short, man. I just cracked the code.
You did. You're like Tom Hanks over there.
They just glance at us. Oh, not a threat.
I don't know, man. I can give off little Napoleon vibes.
You give off a little honey badger.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey badgers are really small and they're fucking scary. They're
ferocious.
They've ward off. There's videos of honey badgers warding off lions and bears and tigers.
Yeah.
And they win the battle.
Right, because the lion is like, you know, rage. I could fucking kill you, but you are going to bite my nuts off if I fight with you any longer. Because you don't care. You're just a wild little Charlie Day crazy motherfucker.
Yeah. They don't want to the price is too high to take it, to take the food.
Rent is too damn high. Yeah.
It's too high. Yeah, so Grant.
I don't know how we got on lions out of...
Dinosaurs, lions, and tigers, and bears. Oh my.
Yeah.
Let's go to Graham Cracker here.
Man, you really sound like you don't like Graham Hancock, man.
No, I do.
What's your beef? What did he do to you?
I love his book, Fingering the Gods.
Oh my God.
It's a great book. Oh. You never heard of it.
It is a good book. You know, I myself, I did like it. Not the fingering, but the fingerprints of the gods. It's an interesting book, and it gives you a lot of stuff to think about.
a lot of insight.
I was going to say chew on, but I just didn't even want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Fingerprints of the Gods and Magicians of the Gods. Is that it?
And that's the sequel.
Is that... God damn, what is the name of the series? Someone knows right now listening. But check the series out. It's worth watching. You'll see a cameo of Joe Rogan in there.
Yeah, at the end.
Which was kind of interesting. Was it the end? I thought it was like the second episode. He came in and was like, yeah, Graham Hancock is pretty legit. He's my favorite. He's my favorite archaeologist.
Rogan endorsed.
He's totally independent. He's not mainstream.
Yeah, and that's all true for the most part as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool that Joe Rogan appeared on his show for him because it was really supportive. Because Joe Rogan has a much larger audience and fan base.
Right. But I will say that I think Graham Hancock has gotten a lot more supporters in the last like 10 years because he
figured out how to use bots.
Before, yeah. I love Graham Hancock.
He's got tons of bot followers on Instagram.
No, he doesn't. That's
maybe
not true.
They're aliens.
That's not true. But God, where was I going with that, man? Totally.
I don't know.
You're just going to eat ice on the mic.
Yeah, that's what I should put it.
Yeah, they're going to love that. Mm. Going to love that.
You're trying to defend Graham Cracker here.
Oh, so his followers. He has a lot more now because he actually, back in the day, he did a TED Talk and they banned it.
Graham Hancock did a TED Talk?
And they banned it. Like TED Talk, who is supposed to be all for free thinking and new ideas and innovation.
They banned it in the
and
UK.
Challenging the norms. And,
they banned it in the UK? Or was it a TED Talk in the UK or the US?
I'm not sure, but they banned it.
Because his ideas were so outrageous?
Maybe. I'm not sure why. Maybe they didn't like him. Maybe he had ruffled some feathers like from people with
Maybe
connections.
Maybe he
shit
talked somebody, you know? Hey, you motherfucking audience there. I see you, mainstream archaeologist. I hate you.
He could have.
I'll hate you.
Yeah, but But he's definitely grown in popularity, and especially now, like, a lot of people know him for his stance on ayahuasca and, like, psychedelics.
Yeah, he's kind of almost a parody figure now. A lot of people just make fun of him.
The like a meme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like Joe Rogan, too. They're, like, in the same boat of high ayahuasca using outlandish...
DMT.
Outlandish ideas. Believe in aliens and crazy 11,600
aliens, though. Let's get to that, because you can't go through cramps.
Cramps?
You can't
go through some PMSing right now. Some cramps.
You can't go through Graham Hancock's work without coming across the notion that there could have been aliens that have come to Earth.
Aliens, or we are the aliens.
Yes, and I think one of the reasons that you kind of get to that idea is that if we're that old and we've restarted so many times.
At least three times.
And that there have been civilizations that have gotten to such great heights.
Yeah,
like
just like Postal Service.
Just like that song.
Such great heights.
Yeah,
great song.
Yeah, it is.
Postal Service.
That if you had civilizations that got to those great of heights, then... there had to have been some outside help, or...
I don't know about outside help.
Magic. Had to be some fucking voodoo.
Why?
Because some of the things they've done architecturally... Man, I'm trying to sound smart over here. Those things they've done with engineering are things that we can't... we can't, like,
explain.
Touch. We can't. Like you? We can't find the words for.
Yeah,
just like me.
I know, Jesus. So architecturally, yeah, we might have been more advanced a few cycles ago than we are today. Like the ancient Egyptians, yeah, I think.
Sounds like you have cramps now, man. Talking about your cycles.
The ancient Egyptians, I think, could move shit with their minds, like the pharaohs. Like Moses, I think Moses, his powers and what he was able to do was, they think it's like metaphorical or whatever, imaginative, but I think it's actually based on real pharaoh's abilities to use telekinesis and parts of the mind that we only see in movies. They were able to tap into that back in the day when the pyramids were built.
Okay,
we built them with our minds, not our bodies.
So you're saying instead of like a technological aspect, like they could have mastered some inner part of the human brain that we don't know about or don't have.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They really mastered it. Yeah.
That was like a Midwestern to Asian. Hey, seamlessly.
I know. I know it. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, we might be aliens actually. One of the cycles, we might have made it off the Earth onto a ship.
I mean,
colonized the planet, and the aliens we see in the sky today are actually us coming back to visit and be like, oh, wow, they're still alive. That's funny. You know, they've made it this long. Wow.
Wow. Like a herd that got separated.
You're going back to look at the Neanderthal you. Yeah. Wow, they're still living there. God damn. He's still living at mom's. Oh, my God. How does he doing it?
Yeah. We're like the... What's the term? The 40-year-old son that hasn't moved out for the...
You should put your face by the mic.
Oh, can you not hear me?
No. You weren't talking.
No.
You weren't even talking.
Is that better?
Yeah.
I'm right here.
God, you were just like talking right at me. Like, who are you talking to?
I was invested in the conversation. Is that a crime?
No. What were you talking about?
I don't know. I think we were talking about alien help.
Yeah, cycles.
Right.
And, periods.
And what other things could make you think that aliens have or could have been here?
Bigfoot, gnomes, fairies. They're all connected.
Hard facts.
They're all connected. Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
No. Because I don't know personally.
Gnome.
Gnome is where the heart is.
Yes.
No, I don't really know personally, but it seems like it's energetically the same level where people don't really see it on the day to day, but they see it when they're in the wilderness or by themselves.
I don't know, man. That sounds like some woo-woo bullshit to me.
Wow. Okay. I'll let you take the lead then. What are these gnomes and Bigfoots and
well,
aliens, huh?
I don't know if those things exist, honestly. But
so what does exist?
Aliens. I think that if you were to logically look at it and be like, okay, we're on this planet and we're alive and we see all of these other planets out there that stretch further than we can have the technology to see, then there's a good chance that in some distant galaxy,
there's some space pirates.
There's an Earth lookalike that
space cowboys
that can support life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, where there's people like us, but they're more advanced, or they're more...
They pee with their elbows, or like...
What the fuck?
You know, see with their nose.
They pee with their elbows?
Yeah. They're like us, but just like different.
Nasty. They're like us, but nasty. That's disgusting.
I don't know. I think that if an alien were to see us, they'd be like, dude, what do you have going on down there? What the fuck?
They pee with their elbows, and they make handshakes with
I'm
their
penises.
I'm
just saying that... Our physiology,
it's a cock shake.
It's a hand cock, yeah. But
a hand cock.
Yep.
Oh my god, we just cracked.
See what I did there?
I do.
Yeah.
I think you win the battle of puns today.
The puns.
Wow.
You gotta believe in aliens in addition to gnomes and Bigfoot. And
yeah. If you don't believe in aliens, then what? What
fuck you.
Then fuck you, yeah. Then what is out there? What is filling the space? Just stars and rocks, and we're the only people? We're all the only living things on this planet? I don't think so.
Wait, you mean like in space, not this planet?
No, the only living things in space on this planet. Like that's a far stretch.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I see.
That's very self-centered.
Right.
And narcissistic.
And we're tiny. Like look at the Earth.
We're like 5'7".
No, I mean the Earth and us, but mostly the Earth. Like, if you've seen a size comparison of it next to the sun, it's like, it's laughable how, like, we're like a little crumb off of a cookie, man.
Compared to the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what is it? Like,
I have no idea, but
I think you can fit 100, is it? It's like 10,000. You can fit like
1,000.
You can fit like 10,000 Earths inside of the sun.
Something like that.
And then there's a mega sun, which I don't know the name.
Right, and our sun is small. We have like a little runt sun.
We have a small sun.
That's that big. And our sun's like a little dinky one.
A little sun.
Yeah. Those big suns are like, what, 20 times?
A bastard son who doesn't know his father. You know, cast out son.
Yeah.
A black hole son.
Won't Chris you
come?
Cornell.
Won't you come? Wash away the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, you laughing at me over there?
No, I think that was a beautiful analogy. I don't know. If you haven't went down the rabbit hole though of alternate histories for things, like sort of Graham Hancock's theories and other, I guess you would call them conspiracy. Not necessarily conspiracy.
Graham crackers?
No, he's not a conspiracy theorist.
Well, most mainstream people think he is.
They think he is, but if you look at his research, it's pretty concrete. It's pretty like, look, these are the facts.
Him and Randall Carlson, and that's all.
These are the facts we cooked up, and they support what we're saying.
A equals Y, yeah, because of B.
We said so, yeah.
I don't know. He just says he has spent his whole life in this field and he's very passionate about it. And he will murder you if you try to get in his way.
He will murder you.
He will murder you. Yeah. Purple pie, purple beard, purple beard.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to meet him.
Yeah. I would go to, if he was coming to Washington, I'd go to his talk or his show.
Right.
And support him.
And then he's going to hear this podcast and be like, you, that asshole, talk so much shit about me.
You're one of those mainstreamers.
And he'll jump into the crowd just to beat your ass, man.
I know. He'll recognize us.
He'll break his glasses and just fucking...
He'll take out his katana and just jump into the crowd and decapitate us.
He would use a katana, I feel like.
I know he would. He's kind of Asian-y. Asian height.
Is he?
Graham Hancock, he's a little man. Like 5'7".
I feel like we've talked a lot about height this episode. like 4 or 5 times.
Can you take me higher? Yeah, that Creed. Yeah. Graham cracker. You know what goes good with graham crackers?
What?
Hershey's and marshmallows. S'mores.
Is that a metaphor?
No. I'm just asking if we've got some more information.
On Graham Hancock?
Yeah, Graham Cracker.
On Graham Hancock. You know, I think we covered the big things on it. On him. I don't know what I'm saying, guys.
Yeah, he's an interesting dude. You should check him out if you haven't. And if you hate him or don't believe him, you should give him a second go. Second chance.
That's heartfelt. That's touching, man.
Watch his Netflix series if you're a doubter or you don't like Graham Hancock, and then
he will tear you a new one. He will diss you the whole show, man.
If you're a mainstream archaeologist.
Who don't know the ass from a hole in the ground. Yeah.
He'll take you down to Indonesia and give you a good whooping.
Yeah. You'll have amnesia after.
After he gets a hold of you, yeah. You're going to have amnesia.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much all I have to say about the Graham Hancock topic.
Yeah, Graham Cracker. That's all I got for you.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening to Best Worst Case Scenario.
Thank you. We appreciate the support.
BWCS.
We love doing this for you guys.
Yeah, we love it.
We love you.
We think about it every day.
We think about you every day. Yeah, the fans. All our fans.
Do it for the love.
All right. Take care, guys.
Peace.